Toward another. We welcome you on this April morning, a beautiful day, the first day of April, 1979. We'd like to take this opportunity to welcome our visitors and guests. If you are visiting with us and not a member of our church, would you please raise your hand so that our members can see you and our ushers can find you, that we may welcome you in a special way to our service. I see some over here to our left. We do welcome you. And trust that whenever you're with us again, you'll take this opportunity to worship here at South Norfolk Baptist Church. We have a great number of announcements, so I'll proceed. I call your attention to your bulletin at this time for most of the announcements. But this afternoon at 2:30, members of our Adult 4 department will be leaving the church parking lot in their own cars to attend Hope Haven. They have an open house if you'd like to go and have your own transportation. They'll be leaving here at 2:30 to go to Hope Haven. That'll be this afternoon at 2:30. Wednesday evening at 6:30, our Sunday School Council will be meeting. We call this to attention. We have some urgent plans, some important plans that will be coming up in the next couple of months we need to take care of this Wednesday evening at 6:30. And this will be followed by our quarterly business meeting at 7:30 and also our prayer service on Wednesday evening at 7:30. Now, Thursday and Friday and Saturday, you see listed cottage prayer meetings. You've seen them in the messenger this week, and you've also seen them in your bulletin. I won't take time to announce where each one of them are, but they are here, and we trust that you'll take every advantage, every opportunity you can to go to one of these or several of these prayer meetings for our revival. Next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, our revival will start. Reverend Reverend Mark Stone will be our guest evangelist. For the past 10 years, he was pastor of the London Bridge Baptist Church in Virginia Beach. He's now in full-time evangelism. And we're looking for a good meeting, beginning next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock and continuing through Friday evening. Now, you'll be seeing more about this in the messenger this week, another write-up about him. And also Saturday morning at 9:30, as many youth as we can get to participate in our deacons, as many as we can get here Saturday morning at 9:30, we'll be distributing posters in our community announcing our revival meetings and the events of the week. So we trust that you'll take every advantage of these opportunities that we have to spread the word about revival. Revival must begin with you. So if it hasn't already, this is your week to prepare in prayer, in Bible study, in meditation, as we prepare for our revival. But I call your attention to these special prayer meetings in our community. They went over real good last year, and we're expecting big crowds this year. So you make plans to attend as many as you can on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week. Now, another important announcement to our workers in Vacation Bible School. This Friday at 9:30, we'll be having the first Associational Vacation Bible School Workers Clinic here at our church. This is an excellent opportunity for our workers to come and be trained by our associational team, who was trained by our state team, who was trained by our Southern Baptist team. So we have an excellent opportunity to be trained this Friday at 9:30. All of our workers in Vacation Bible School here at our own church. I'm sure many of you are looking at our display for our Annie Armstrong offering. Some of you have an insert in your bulletin that says that it's concerned with home missions. Some of you don't. I'm sorry, we didn't have enough. They didn't send. But it's concerned with home mission. It's a personal message from the director of our home missions. Take advantage to read this. If you have one, if you don't, maybe we can secure some more for you. But Mrs. Cahoon would like to come at this time and share with you a word about our offering concerning the goal for Annie Armstrong offering of $1,600. She'll be coming at this time to give you some exciting news.
If you're sitting where you can see our home mission poster, I know you have already counted that there are 16 figures there. We are very happy about this. When our home mission week of prayer started, we asked that you pray that we might meet this goal, and the prayers have been answered. We're going to ask you to continue to pray that we will go much above this goal, because we are just a few dollars over. You notice the hands are still outstretched, and so we ask that you continue to pray. We will be taking this offering through Easter, so we do have two more Sundays after this. If you have not made an offering, I know that you will want to do so. So ask yourself the question, dare I give?
Thank you, Ms. Cahoon. I'm sure that if you haven't had an opportunity to give, you'll want to give even more now so that we can increase the amount that we've given over our goal. It's a beautiful day. We have much to be thankful for. Let's stand and thank Him as we sing our doxology, as we call ourselves to worship this morning here at South Norton.
Father, great is thy name, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. We humbly bow before thee now to worship our Lord with all of our hearts. And we pray that you would guide us in such a way that it shall be acceptable in thy sight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Join us now as we sing hymn number one. Hymn number one, we'll sing all four stanzas, holy, holy, holy. Hymn number one.
Oh,
the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, I read our Bible lesson today. 1 Kings, chapter 19. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. And he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and requested for himself that he might die. And he said, It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay down and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and lay him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he rose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, and he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of this word. A man who had similar trials to all people today came to the place in his life where he said, Just take my life away. I'm useless. I'm helpless. We'll deal with that in our sermon this morning. Now let us bow for a time and a moment of prayer. Ask God upon the special needs that you have in your heart and something that you might want to lift up to him at this time while we meditate upon his word and his will. Father, today we know that life without hope is a life of quiet despair. When there's no point of living today and nothing better to look forward to tomorrow, and all seems to be dull and boring, and everything that we seem to undertake has a hollow ring to it. And then we turn and we look at the other side of the coin and we realize that thy word is life. Thy word is like a fire. Thy word is energy. Thy word will one day grant us a resurrection. With all the imperfections of our lives today, we have the great promises that you bring to us through thy Spirit. May each individual heart today receive that which only God can give. We pray especially, our Father, for our coming revival, that you would awaken our hearts with a rebirth and renewal of faithfulness to thee, that our lives may grow more pleasing to thee, and that we might develop and we might depend less upon the powers of this world and put our strength and our hope upon thee as we look to thee for forgiveness for our sins, that we might grow as worthy disciples in thy kingdom. We pray that you'd make each of us strong today with a word of conviction. And we pray, our Father, that you would bring life into some heart. For we know that he who believes will never die. Now bless the discouraged, bless the sick, and all who have assembled here with any special need, for our hope is in thee. Take this service today, magnify Christ, and exalt our Savior. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Hymn number 351. We'll stand and sing, "Are Ye Able?" Said the Master. 351.
Father, we give thanks for the opportunity of sharing. Bless our tithes and offerings to thy glory, for Christ's sake. Amen. Thank you.
begin the Easter season, our choir's been working on a cantata entitled Alive. For the next three Sundays, we'd like to be doing some selections from that for our choir specials. We'd like to begin this morning. It ties in particularly well with the Lord's Supper, one of the songs, entitled In the Upper Room. Mrs. Kay Thomas will be doing the solo at the beginning. Our choir will join her at the end. And we trust that you will be in prayer for us as we try to put this cantata together, which will be given on Easter Sunday evening. It'll be the 15th here in our church at 7:30.
Thank the choir for their wonderful, worshipful experience. And I'm certain we'll be looking forward and praying for the Easter cantata on Easter Sunday and our revival beginning next Sunday. You'll want to be here for that. It'll be very important that you be here, that we be in our place of prayer and service, to give the best we can for it. We're always blessed by visitors and friends who come and worship with us from time to time. We're glad to have Mr. Bias from up in the North State and Mr. Parsons from further north who brought the sunshine back to us when he came back up this way. But we do have one note of sadness. Denise is leaving, I think, this week. I would have her stand up if she could get up. She has been the leader of our single adults in our Sunday school for the past, and we appreciate her so much. And she's going to take an important job with the government, and we wish her well. And when she gets to be captain of that ship, I want to ride on it. So you work on that. And I'm happy today to welcome back Brother John Curling, who has been out for quite a time, and he's back in the worship service the first time, and he's been out for quite a while. He has a cane along with him to keep the dogs off, but and so don't get too close to him. But we happen to have you, Captain John, back in the service today. And all of you other friends who are visiting with us this morning, let me bid you welcome. I hope she didn't get too depressed. You know, it's always nice to have a good woman to look after you and put up with you, and I think that's really wonderful. We are very thankful and very, very wonderfully blessed in our church with the opportunities we have.